Well, figures released by the Department of Human Services show a number of people accessing the disability support pension has dropped to over 30% over the past 8 years. It comes after changes introduced by the Gillard Labor government tightened eligibility, requiring claimants to prove they were unable to work. The changes have shifted large numbers onto Newstart allowance, which is nearly $300 a fortnight less. But Chief Executive Officer of the Australian Federation of Disability Organisations, Ross Joyce, says a large number of claimants secure the DSP on appeal.
What's happening from our perspective is that we think there are eligible people for the DSP that aren't able to get through in the first iteration of their application. And in some cases, we know of people that have put two or three applications through and still not been able to get that accepted. And it's only at that sort of point where people are then approaching relevant advocacy agencies and or community legal services to see if there's, what the reasons are for that. Following on with that sort of advice, they then appeal, and around about 70 to 80% of the appeals that are made are then accepted. So I suppose what that's telling me is that there's a problem in the front end of the process in terms of the application, in terms of the medical requirements that have been changed. And that's creating a blockage of people being able to gain access to the DSP.
The figures are showing that there's a decline in numbers in people being accepted per year. But Is that just a case of people not being accepted as quickly as they used to be?
It's a bit of both, and I suppose what we're saying is that there are now more restrictive conditions that are put on for people that have, in order to apply, and that some people are probably not even applying because of their lack of capacity or capability to go through a very complex process. It's not a simple process. It's quite complicated. So therefore, those people end up elsewhere, not obtaining the appropriate support that they require, or going on to an inappropriate benefit, which is like Newstart, which is not something that's acceptable for people with disability.
These new requirements, the work requirements and the government-appointed doctor assessment, how onerous are those compared to what people used to have to go through?
Fairly onerous, because previously what used to happen was that there was a checklist, if you like, a fairly detailed one, that the person would be able to provide to their general practitioner, the person who looks after their health on a regular basis and knows them very well, and knows their history, their medical history, as well as GPs are pretty good at knowing personal history and what's going on in their life as well. So that process has now changed. There is no guidance given to applicants. It's all back on the person with disability to provide all of the evidence. There's no clear direction as to what evidence they need to provide. So, for instance, you end up with people with disability pulling out all their files, getting information, and pulling out all hospital records, medical records, and coming sometimes with a box load of files and putting those into the independent medical assessor. And, of course, they haven't then addressed the requirements under the DSP because it's just an overwhelm of information which doesn't come in any orderly fashion for the independent medical assessment. The other one is that we certainly know that there are issues between the independent medical assessor going back and attempting to liaise with the person's own medical practitioner. I think part of that is just a little bit of professional differences that seem to exist, and that part of the process needs to be streamlined as well.
And if they're not on any kind of payment or any kind of receiving any kind of support during that process, how difficult is that?
Very difficult, and we do know that the appeals process can go anywhere from 6 to 10 months. So, and until you get a successful appeal, you're not getting the DSP. You may be on other benefits, and I mentioned Newstart, and as you know, with Newstart, that's looking at job applications and a whole realm of other activities that they have to be doing, but it's not tailored specifically for people with disability. So people with disability are less likely to pick up work in mainstream employment for a whole host of reasons at this stage. And so they're on a lesser benefit whilst they're awaiting the outcome of the DSP. And as I mentioned, it tends to be that people that do ultimately get to an appeal, 70 to 80% of those are then awarded the DSP.
It's Chief Executive Officer of the Australian Federation of Disability Organisations, Ross Joyce, ending that story.